Okay, the first dish we're going to do, it's seasonal. We're going to do a spring rice pilaf that you can do on top of the stove, which is a one-pot meal, if you will. And we are going to start by lighting this. We're going to add a little bit of combination of canola oil, olive oil, maybe a little bit more. An onion we've already diced, but when we dice an onion, please don't hold it in your hand. We have a root end, we have a stem end. If we will just make with a sharp knife, make a nice cut, trim off that end, take this skin off, or even that first part. Discard that, but leave this end intact. And if you can't see on that side, I'll do another half with the roast. You can either make, I'd refer to them as incisions, like I'm a surgeon, if you will. But you can either go down, start down or go across. I, for some reason, started going across. But this way, it stays together. And they're all the same size, and it's important to keep them all the same size so they'll cook at the same time. And they shouldn't make you cry too much. And then if you have a piece that's a little somewhat larger than the other, just run a knife back through. But once our oil has heated up, we're going to add our aromatics, or our mirepoix, which is 50% onions, 25% carrots, and 25% celery. We also have, I believe your recipe might say peas. Peas are what we were looking for today, but we have fresh lima beans instead. So we have beautiful green vegetables. We're going to add a little lemon zest and juice to this to give it a little acidity. But we will be having limes instead of peas, but that's okay. It's just like at home. Sometimes you go in the refrigerator, you think everything's there, and you know what? Don't let it ruin your day. You just make the best out of it. No one will know except us. A little salt and pepper as it cooks. We refer to this as sweating them, and we're really just trying to cook those until they're translucent or tender. Another good way to do that is to keep the top on, and that'll speed up the process just a little bit. Now, we have some butter, but we're not going to use that, right? We want to. But we're not. Maybe a little bit. No, we're not. So, okay. But, you know, I believe, you know, speaking of healthy cooking, a lot of it's just moderation. It's good choices. I think that's the key to it. And with this dish, everything's in season. Everything's great. These are starting to become tender. We're going to turn it down just a little bit. We're going to add our basmati rice, a long grain rice. Now, I'm Sicilian. I'm not French, but we're going to rissoulet, to coat it with some of the fine oil and the aromatics. You smell it a little bit? Then we're going to add our vegetable stock. You can make your own vegetable stock, carrot, celery, onion, thyme, bay leaf, garlic, fresh parsley, or you can purchase it. And if you purchase it, just a lot of people are offering the lower sodium chicken stocks or chicken bases. My mom used to use bouillon cubes. Remember those? We're going to cover that by about a half an inch. The recipe tells you exactly. You could add a little lemon zest to it. I do not have my microplane, but I do have knife skills. So we're just going to trim a little bit off and julienne it. Next time I'll cut on the other cutting board. So put on the zest, a little bit goes a long way. That smells wonderful. All right, another pinch of salt, pinch of pepper, just a pinch, right? And a bay leaf. Bay leaf's over here, why not? Piece of parsley. And that's it. And that's dinner. Isn't that great? So I think next we should taste. All right, are we ready for the next one? Are we ready? I'm just making sure everyone's awake. All right. No buts. We're going to do the brisket next. So we're going to do a braised corned beef brisket. And we have corned beef, we have pickling spices, which Chef Mike Coots made for us and put together with bay leaves, peppercorns, chilies, and everything else that goes in there. So what we're going to do is our first step is going to be to fire up the stove there. We're going to let that warm up. We're going to cut the onion. And so we're going to trim off the top part of the stem end, discard it. When you're peeling an onion or a garlic, if you've had it for any length of time, and you look inside and it has a green part right there, has anyone ever seen that? That's where it's starting to germinate. Take that out. It's going to give you heartburn. I'm not kidding either. So we'll start by a couple of slices at the bottom, letting the knife do the work. Our thumb behind our fingers. It only takes you once to figure that out, believe me. Everyone always told me. I'll make a few down here. Can you see? All right. I'm going to get you set up. All right. Now my butt's in the way. I got a million of them. All right. So I'm slicing. Now we're going to come down. Everyone's the same size. Everyone's happy. No one's scared because the other guy's bigger. Easy enough. Not a mess. Now that we know our pot's somewhat warm, we're going to add the oil.
Are you using the same oil?
Same oil. I'm using the same combination of oil. I just heard a calling to repeat that. So we'll add a few more spices to this. And that's why he did it beforehand. I could use this on a plate if we had a little bit more oil on the brisket. It'll hold. But not yet. Almost. Cheeks. But once, what we're going to do, the great thing about the brisket is we put the brisket down, we put the brisket in, and we can walk away, and we can come back, and it's ready later. And the reason you choose a brisket is a beef tenderloin is just, it's too lean of a piece of a meat. You need a piece of meat that's going to go to the third stage of cooking. You're going to go past the mid-well, well point, all the way to where it really starts to break down and become tender. And you have to have enough love within that piece of meat to do that. If it's too lean, you're not going to accomplish that. It's going to be stringy and chewy. Now we will all right, I'll move some of this back up. So we're going to sear our brisket on all sides. And what we're doing is we're caramelizing the sugars within the brisket. Make sure we get a real nice golden brown color. And then, can you drink red wine here? Sure, a little bit, right? If someone left some red wine at your home, okay? After you sear your brisket, you could take it out and deglaze the pan with it and remove the soups, the nice little brown things at the very bottom that contain all the flavor. It's real important not to burn those though. Set of tongs is very helpful to turn it. So as it's searing, let's see if we're getting somewhere now. I've found if you'll invest in a heavier bottom pan, they sear better, they stick less, and they last forever. Remember growing up, we didn't really have the best of cooking equipment. You know, they're very light, they looked good. They were all the same color, they matched, but I guess they accomplished something, you know? So once we've seared it on one side, we're gonna caramelize a few pieces of garlic. With garlic, once it's peeled, if you'll go an extra step and just smash it, we'll even get more oils out of there to really get the fragrance of the garlic in there. Whatever we do, we don't want to burn the garlic. Do not burn the garlic. You can always, if the garlic starts to become too brown, just turn it. If you think you've just gotten way far ahead in the race, just take the garlic out for a minute. And you can always add it back in. Let's see. All right, we're going to move that to the side. Add our onion. And once you add the onion, it will start to release moisture too. We could add carrot and celery and onion to this also, but instead we'll add some potatoes. Some rosemary, fresh rosemary. And if you leave it on the stem, some will come out. If you're going to marinate meat with rosemary, don't take it off, don't strip it, okay? Because what'll happen is it'll cling to the meat, and when you grill it, it will burn. If you'll just put that in your Ziploc bag and break it. I break everything, believe it, everything. It'll release even more flavor. Now, We're going to skip one step, but we found some red wine somewhere, right? And we deglazed it, and then we're going to cover it with stock, our beef stock. Can you smell that? If anybody was in here. Once it comes up to a nice simmer, we'll turn it down to where it's simmering but not boiling. And then we'll cover. And there's a lot of love in there. It's just a pot of love is what that is. All that is just a big pot of love. So our whole dinner's in here. We have meat, potatoes, the sauce. If the sauce isn't thick enough, we could always put some sauce in a different pan, reduce it to the consistency we want to. Or nappe. Does anybody know what nappe is? Besides my hairdo? Does anybody know? All right. Nappe is if you'll put a spoon in the liquid and you can pull your finger across. If you can see the mark, if it'll hold, then it's nappe. It's coating the back of the spoon. And that's a light consistency for a sauce. Not Chef Mike's hairdo. All right. We'll add a little fresh parsley too. I like to add a little bit while we're cooking, then a little bit right at the end. Whew, that smells great. I almost have to leave it open. Leave it cracked. We know what it's doing. Any questions on the brisket? This is for our crock pot. Frederica, the crock pot. And they make great crock pots nowadays. I mean, they come in all different shapes and sizes. So he happened to trim this one to fit. This one, this crock pot. But this is a quick, easy way to barbecue. Now, it's not going to be as great as someone else's that's taken all the love to stand out there and cook all day. But it's still a great way to make barbecue. We're still part of the slow food movement when we cook this way. We're going to be very generous with the spices. We drizzle a little bit of oil. Flip it over. Generous, generous, generous. We're almost encrusting it. A little bit more oil. We just want to get all that flavor, not throw it across the kitchen. But you see the makeup of the shoulder? See how it's, once again, we're talking about meals that we can cook in one pot that are healthy. Now, someone's probably looking at me with my butt in my hand saying, you know what, it's not the healthiest thing you could probably choose to eat. Well, it's not the most unhealthy thing either, because I'm not saying eat the whole thing. Right? I mean, let's have a little portion control in our lives, and we could have it over a salad. You know, there's a lot of different ways we could do it besides on a white bun with pickles and coleslaw and everything else. Baked beans, coleslaw, macaroni and cheese, we really don't have to have it all. Now that's hot. When we sear something, we always go presentation side down, whether it's fish. I did that the wrong way. When you put it in the pan, I didn't want to hit you though. You always want to make sure when it falls towards the back of the stove. That way it won't splash grease on you. You won't get hurt. Can you smell that? So we'll plug the crock pot in right here. Right. Keep the top on it, keep the heat in, right? I have a crock pot at home that'll hold four whole chickens. So you can roast four chickens, and I'm not big on cooking one of anything, really. I mean, if you're going to go through all the trouble for one piece, cook another, right? Friend, family, or save it for later. We're going to flip this over. The paprika is going to help it turn a little dark. And then Mike made a combination of a stock and a barbecue sauce, a homemade barbecue sauce. And that's what we're going to braise it in. But you can really smell, the oil really makes the spices release. All the flavors start to come out. So whenever you're cooking, please remember that, whether you're cooking this or anything else, we're going to turn that down. So once we have it seared, we'll go into our crock pot, cover it with our sauce, our stock, and we're just going to let it simmer down. Now, you could do a pork tenderloin that way, but it's too expensive of a piece of a meat to me to treat that way. You know, it is a tenderloin, so I think you should treat it like that, and that's a quick cook. The shoulder, it needs all that time to cook. And now we'll go in the crock pot.